Blog Talk Radio.
On the wind, ancient voices and spirits sail. Every mark on this earth tells a tale. Every day that goes by without ever asking why, you believe.
Beautiful earth angels who are listening wherever and whenever you might be listening across the entire globe. Today is Monday, May 2nd. Let's not speed it up how fast when it's already going. 2022. I'm your host, Shishi O'Donnell, and I'm coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. I'm a life, love, and relationship coach. I'm a divine lifestyle consultant, certified angel therapy practitioner, and you're now listening to International Angels Network. We are a show that explores angels, healing, metaphysics, and other empowering topics, and we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 516-453-9162. Actually, I'm sorry, we just changed the number. I need to double-check that. I forgot we have an updated number. Uno momento. Okay, the new number is 563-999-3542. That is 563-999-3542. You can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk website while we are live on the air, and make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you'd like to get a free mini reading from me, and then you'll be in the queue. So happy May. Yesterday was May Day or Beltane. When I was little, we used to make little baskets out of construction paper and gather wildflowers and go to the neighbors and put it on their doorknob and ring the bell and run away. And I went to Catholic school. I wasn't told that was a pagan ritual, you know, in honor of the original pagan Beltane, which is a really, really ancient fertility festival about the spring. But I did have a lot of fun doing that, and there was a very powerful astrological partial solar eclipse on Saturday, as well as a black new moon, which is the second new moon in a month. Apparently, that was like the power of, I read somewhere that it was the power of 100 new moons for manifesting. So I was already guided to create an event like a couple months before that called Gathering the Elements. So I had some of my coaching clients that are experts in certain areas. One of them was water, earth, fire, air, and we co-created this beautiful event in Los Angeles. And as solar eclipses, things can happen. Like they often say, expect the unexpected. It does bring up the shadow. It brings up everything that's not in alignment. You know, eclipses happen like twice a year, so they're very rare, and it helps us to speed up and expand, and the role of the eclipse is to align whatever is out of alignment. So that's why sometimes they shake us up, and then we feel, you know, what very clearly we get awareness of what is not in alignment. You can also experience physical ascension symptoms, you know, sleep, relationship healing, radical life insights, spontaneous spiritual awakenings, expanded heart chakra, and inspiration from the cosmos. They always are very powerful, often turning points in our lives, and can open new paths for us. So some of the more kind of downside of eclipses can rear their I don't want to say ugly head, but it is kind of ugly. It can show up. We'll just say that. So one of the things is sleep disturbances, you know, well, let's just talk about the shadow. So obviously the sun is always shining, just like God is always there, or like our divine nature is always shining in the middle of us in our solar plexus. It's always there, but we sometimes are not aware of it, and we feel down, or we forget that we're powerful. You know, we start identifying with our ego mind, and we believe we're limited, and we believe the shadow is real, the separation, lack, fear, darkness, relationship problems, we're feeling not loved and all this stuff. But the truth is, even when a cloud or the moon in this case is obscuring the sun is still shining. It's just temporarily has the illusion of being dark, but it's always light. The sun is 100% always light. So the shadows in our lives or in other people or in the world can be amplified during solar eclipses. And that's another way of saying what's wrong, what's not in alignment is being shown. So some of the things that happen for people during solar eclipses is sleep deprivation or changes or trouble with sleep. So I did have weird stuff. I was really, really tired after the event. I'll tell you about the event in a minute, but it takes a lot of energy to put on a live event. And I went to bed about like 1 a.m., but I woke up at 5:15 a.m. wide awake, like completely wide awake for a full hour, could not sleep. Then I went back for my second sleep till 10 a.m. So I got my two sleeps, but that was like, there was an interruption in the regular circadian rhythm. I don't know who else had problems with that. Some people are having major insomnia, having trouble sleeping at all. Some people are oversleeping and then feeling exhausted. I am still exhausted. I've been exhausted for a while. We've had like so many off the charts solar flares, and because we're electromagnetic beings and the sun is magnetic and it's billions and billions of times bigger than the Earth, when there are geomagnetic storms, especially to the extent that they've been recently, they do affect us. Some people are more sensitive than others to it, but one of the things it can do is make you feel really exhausted. And this can help us have a hard reset if we actually give ourselves the rest that it's craving. It is, I know some of us have to work and power through, but really the ideal thing is just to honor when you feel tired and take a nap and, you know, rest as much as you feel you need to. The other thing, solar eclipses, and we're still basically in the shadow of the solar eclipse. It happened on Saturday, but it's Monday. We're still feeling the effects of it. Can be feeling anxious. So it is a lot of energy, and it can make you feel anxious or embattled, this feeling of like fighting the good fight, and it's exhausting. And it says primitive instincts can be awakened and sense an upcoming danger. It's like a feeling of you know, fear that something's wrong. It kind of made me think of that book, The Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court, before they had historical, you know, records of eclipses. There was, I don't remember the whole details of the story, but I do remember the sky went dark. And of course, you know, people who are very superstitious thought the world was ending. And all of these, you know, knights thought the world was ending. It can give you fear, a feeling of fear. And we couldn't really see the solar eclipse, and where we are, it was visible in South America in a different side of the world, but we feel the energy of it. Accidents can happen, and this happened to one of the girls' guitar player. He's a construction worker by day, musician by night, and he cut off the tip of his thumb the day before he was supposed to play with my friend. And that same friend, her name's Wildfire. She was going to be, she's a singer and incredible. She does freestyle, beautiful music, and she calls it soul medicine music. The day of, when I was totally counting on her and she had a big following coming, she got super sick. She woke up, we don't know if it's COVID, she hasn't tested yet, but she just felt just her lungs were burning. She couldn't breathe, coughing, exhaustion, headache, body aches. So if it wasn't COVID, it's some kind of a flu, but she had to cancel the day of. So I had to find a pinch hitter to hold no one can replace Wildfire, but to hold that fire element, because we were all doing presentations on the elements. Mine was ether or spirit. Anyway, so I did find another girl who was an Aries that happened to know about fire, and then another girl led the breath of fire. So the girl who was supposed to be air, one of my other coaching clients, her name's Naomi, was moving and broke her ankle the day before, broke her ankle. so was not able to do her air thing. So talk about expecting the unexpected, learning to pivot and go with the flow when things change. And when accidents happen, you just basically send everyone love, pray for the best, and know that if this is happening, it's happening for whatever reason, and you just have to take care of yourself and slow down. Another thing that solar eclipses can cause is a feeling in your guts. Ancient priests and priestesses perform some kind of fasting during the solar eclipses. We were kind of fasting. I naturally was not eating very much, just a little bit, but we had a cacao ceremony, which is chocolate, but with a bunch of superfoods. And so when you take that, you really don't have an appetite. But I'm trying to remember if I felt something. It felt like a natural feeling of not wanting to eat too much. And then some people have problems with their eyes or, weird vision symptoms. I actually didn't have any problems with my eyes, but those are some things that can happen during solar eclipses. And then the new moon, like I said, it was a black moon, so it was a very unique one. And this was in Taurus, so it was called the solar eclipse of the heart. The solar eclipse of the heart. I have a little message thread. I have, five younger brothers and sisters and all their spouses. And for some reason, people have been posting in this group little 80s music videos. Like one of them is, my brother just sent, "Send Me an Angel, Send Me an Angel," which is a really cool 80s song. And I just replied back with the Total Eclipse of the Heart video, and he just wrote back, "No." It's like a really terrible, cheesy video. Anyway, that's a little aside. If you feel like entertainment, go ahead and Google. Turn around every now and then I get a little bit. Anyway, it's called Total Eclipse of the Heart. So this solar eclipse and the new moon together brings in very positive, after we go through all the stuff that's not in alignment, it's bringing in newness. So we did a ceremony releasing things with the fire. And we're bringing in positive, supercharged energy. And it says, between now and the end of May, expect a major turnaround of events with destined meetings and life-altering opportunities and blessings. So, yay. I always feel excited every May because May is my birthday month. And for me, I am someone who celebrates like the second stroke of May 1st. I feel the spring. I feel the excitement. I feel flowers. I feel just so much energy coming in for all the amazing things that are going to happen this month. I'm going to a Bridgerton ball, the Bridgerton themed ball on Friday. My birthday is the 24th. So my birthday weekend is like starts Friday the 20th. So we're going to, and I actually bought the whole, ball gown with the six hoop skirt underneath it, the Marie Antoinette style wig with little light pink bows and feathers, just super over the top. And then the next day I'm having a scrumdiddlyumptious birthday party with, that's the theme, scrumdiddlyumptious, whatever that means to everyone. And so I always get so excited, and there are, it's just any new person that you meet, any event that you go to, you can always have synchronicities happen, guiding you to be more in alignment with the highest version of your path. You can also expect healing emotional wounds from the past 18 years, ending unhealthy soul contracts, clearing karma, coming stubbornness, communicating openly, setting clear intentions and manifesting wisely, attracting magnificent possibilities and good fortune. Hip, hip, hooray. And this is a powerful and fated cosmic reset and restart. So even though there may be some bumpy things, getting in alignment, you have to find out what's not in alignment. That's not always fun, but it is way worth it when you get a reset, which is you get to start over, you have a blank canvas. What is it that you really want to create or what you want in your life? So the event, my friend Wildfire is a festival performer and she has a lot of fans and they love to hear her sing. So she had a lot of people that signed up on Eventbrite early to come and support her. And she did you know, sent them a message the morning of when she was sick that she wasn't going to be going. So I got a bunch of requests for refunds, which I gave, but I had prepared in advance for the number of people that I thought were coming. Excuse me. It started at 7 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock there were like 4 people there, and I was expecting like 40. But after wildfires, but I got so many people, you know, last minute because it was a heavy energy. You know, people maybe got introspective, car problems, changed my mind, not in a good mood. You know, just my text was just ringing all during the event. We had like 18 people, and it was really, ended up being really beautiful, but it wasn't what I was expecting. And I had to just totally, I mean, deal with my own little rejection issues for a second. It's like, oh my God, there's only a couple people here. No one loves me. I'm being rejected. No one cares. You know, I'm not valuable, and all these little wounds. But I had to let those go. And as, you know, the night went on, by 8 o'clock, there was, you know, more people, and it was the perfect people. And as soon as I got my wounds out of the way, I was able to be my super she, shiny, sparkly angel that I am, and serve the medicine that I serve of she-she-ness. That's what I serve. Some people serve plant medicine and other things. I serve she-she-ness. If you want to check out some of the videos and pictures from our beautiful event, it is on my Instagram, which is Angel She-She, AngelSHE. You can check out and see what we did create together. And of course, what we created ended up being really beautiful, although it wasn't exactly what I originally had intended. So one of my coaching clients, I've known her for a couple of years. She's been working with me, and we met. She came to my 11/11 synchronicity event on 11/11/2019, and we've been working together ever since. And she's expanded her own business, and she's a teacher and a dance professional dancer, and she's a coach and a mentor herself, and teaches body bliss, raw food cleanses, and plant medicines, and all kinds of cool things. Anyway, she and her boyfriend made this cacao concoction, and then we started the evening offering that. We called in the four directions. And she was the element of water. So she led a group dance and taught people. It was like a dance of the elements. So dancing each element, fire, water, earth, air, spirit. And it was so beautiful. There's videos of that on the Angel She-She Instagram as well. And then we had for ether. So that's spirit. Ether is the one element that is intangible in that it is the space between actual things, like the water is cold and wet and the fire is hot and the air blows and the earth is a solid floating entity, or, you know, a living, breathing being, Gaia, Mother Gaia. But in the in-between, or the void, or the nothingness, or the space, or spirit, there are infinite possibilities. The Greek word for ether is akash, which has to do with, you probably heard the Akashic Records. So the Akashic Records are a grand library of everything that has already happened. And not only everything that's already happened, but everything that will happen. And not only everything that will happen, but all potentials of anything that could, would ever happen. Like, because there are so many infinite potential timelines based on everything that each person is choosing. And then we have all these parallel universes and parallel lives happening simultaneously. It's quite, whoever's keeping up that library is really working hard. It's a lot. But in this void, you know, if you remember Genesis, in the beginning, you know, there was just basically darkness. And then it was, let there be light. So it started with vibration. So it's in the ether, in the void, in the nothingness, of potentiality of everything / nothing. It's kind of like a paradox in this ether or in the space. There's everything and nothing. And in, when we go into that space of consciousness, of tuning into the fullness of our being connected to the creator of all life, and simultaneously tune into the infinite potentials of the fullness of our being, and the void of nothingness at the same time. I know it's a little bit of a mind twister, but just go with me for a moment with this. It's 2022. You know, I'm She-She. That's the character or avatar I'm playing in this lifetime. you are who you are, wherever you're living, you know, our divine assignments for this particular interactive video game session that we're in. And this is quite an auspicious time to be alive during this birthing of the new earth and the shifting of consciousness and the ascension. And but right now we're going to fly above 2022 into deep space. And space is the ether. Space is the void. It's this feeling of expansion. So if you picture the aura that's normally around your body that's 6 inches around you, expanding for just miles and miles and miles, ultimately into infinity, and it's part of you, and you feel this, oh, wow, I'm not just this little Shishi playing this role called Angel Shishi on Earth. I'm actually, the fullness of my being is infinite, eternal, limitless, and free. That's who I really am. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Okay, it gives you a much better perspective, the angel angle, looking down at this life that you have, but you've been identifying with yourself as just small. When you tune into your infinite self, that connected to the great I am, your own I am presence, which is God's presence dwelling within you. The Holy Spirit is within, the great spirit. So as we breathe into that nothingness and the quiet and we let go of the incessant thoughts that have been programmed, many of us just, you know, we're just programmed with these vicious circles of never-ending thoughts. But what if this? I shouldn't have done that. What if this doesn't happen? How am I going to get my money? And how is this going to happen? What if that goes wrong? And I shouldn't have said that. And we're not in the present moment. We're in the future, worrying about the future or planning for the future or kind of analyzing the past or, you know, feeling bad about the past or even just being in past memories, but anything but the present. The present is the ether. When you breathe deeply, and you're identifying with that zero point, which they call it the zero point, which is a non-charged state. We're in an earth game which is polarized with positive, negative, dark, light, good, bad. We've been playing this game of duality. But the truth is we are all one and we are infinite. That's this zero point state. It's a chargeless state where there's only love and gratitude and acceptance of what is, a feeling of neutrality. It's not super, super elated. Oh, my God, yay! It's not super, super depressed and, you know, despair, the agony, the ecstasy. That's the human experience, the charged, polarized positive and polarized negative states. This neutral state, when we go into that state of just beingness, and if God is the love intelligence that governs the universe, and God is made of unconditional love, and we are made in the image and likeness of our creator, we are unconditional love, and we are the I am that I am, meaning, you know, when I was little, I learned about the Old Testament and the New Testament because I was raised with 16 years of Catholic education, and I remember the teacher talking about the day that Moses came across this burning bush in the desert, and the bush said, I am that I am. And that was such a perplexing thing to me because that didn't mean anything to me at that time. I am that I am? What does that mean? And it was only later, I think in the early 2000s, when I came across a book called The Moses Code by James Twyman, I believe that's the author. And he was known as the Peace Troubadour. He was really inspiring, traveling around the world, trying to unite all religions and bridging the divide of judgments and separation by focusing on what each religion has in common, which is love, love thy neighbor as thyself, the golden rule. Anyways, the I am, he said, it should have had a comma there. I am that, comma, I am. And what that means is you're all of it. You realize you're the homeless man sleeping in the street. You are the high-powered executive. You're the crow on the electrical line. You're the flower. You're the butterfly. You're all of it. And if you are looking at the world through the eyes of I am that, comma, I am, you have a great compassion for all of your other selves, all these other apparent, you know, separate people, which are truly just individualized aspects of source, of God, you know, playing a role so that we can have this experience called the Grand Experiment on Earth. You know, the Game of Thrones, that was an intense show, but I liked that idea of the many-faced God. You know, there was a lot of violence in that show, but it was compelling. And the fact, I agree with that many-faced God. You know, when we look at each other, we are looking at the face of God. You know, even if we're looking, you know, every Disney movie has the villains and it has the heroes and all the archetypes. You know, no one watches movies without, I mean, I guess some people do, but it's rare. There has to be something to overcome, something to transcend, something. Love is not just fluffy bliss. It's also challenge as well as support and being coddled and given everything you need. You also have challenges that make life fun and interesting. Otherwise, it would just be we would have just stayed with the oneness in this blissy zone and never even bothered to come here. So we're here for the contrast. We're here for the grand experiment, as it's called, in different places. And perhaps it has gone awry. Some people could argue that because many people on Earth are not free, they've forgotten who they are. One could look at it as being exploited or, you know, not having needs met and being in the slavery mindset of not being free. That does seem like there has been some unfairness, and that's why this ascension is happening, to wake up all God's children and raise our vibration to remind us that only love is real, that we're all connected. I don't know if you saw the movie The Arrival with Amy Adams, but there are all these kind of UFO, really strange-looking UFOs that start appearing all over the world. But the crux of the message was that basically the only way to solve the problem, the aliens, whatever you want to call them, were trying to teach us humans that all the countries needed to share their piece of the puzzle to be united so that we could solve this world problem. And so I love when there are movies that really have these just eternal truths in them in such a creative way to help us wake up to the truth, which is, I believe, unity consciousness that, you know, in Christ, that's the same as Christ consciousness, awareness, excuse me, of our divine nature and awareness that we're all one and treating everyone the way we would want to be treated. And focusing on the good and elevating things and being in our hearts. And the heart space is also zero point space, where you're coming from this infinite possibility of ether, you know, just pure unconditional love. Not like the feeling of like crying or happy, but, and you might have a tear in your eye when you're tuned into this compassion and love for all. But it's generally a more of a neutral observer, general love feeling. So we'll just take a breath right here and put your hands on your heart. And we ask our angels to help us to get into our hearts more and to get into that neutral state and to not be taken off on these Mr. Toad's wild ride expeditions of our mind making us crazy. In the Bible, you know, in the original language of Jesus, the word Satan means crazy thoughts in Aramaic. And, you know, if you want to call it, some people think it's the actual devil and Lucifer, and there's a whole stuff about that. But what if it's crazy thoughts that's just keeping us from our heart? These crazy thoughts and our monkey mind that is just taking us down this worry, doubt, fear. Sometimes we're programmed from other movies and billboards and other people and stressful situations in the world and the news, and we have crazy, crazy, crazy thoughts. And some people could argue and say, Shishi, it is a crazy world. It's terrible. It's dangerous. My boyfriend was saying that the other day. LA is getting so dangerous. They're shooting people on the freeway. It's just not safe anymore, you know. And it's true. In some ways, that is true. And yet, we are always safe. We can't really die. So to be worried about dying ahead of time really makes no sense. We just change form anyways. But, yeah, so to be in a state of faith and in that frequency that we often speak of, if you're new listeners, I love to talk about the miracles every moment frequency, which you start your day putting your hand on your heart and filling up your own resources with love. Think of a puppy or a kitten, the heart opens, send that same love to your own inner child. Then your whole day changes. You're in your heart. You're not in your mind, right? So going to breathe deep. We'll just release everything that's not in alignment right now. We're asking for angelic intervention to help each and every person who's listening now or will be listening in the future to this podcast to take out anything that's not helping us, that's really not in alignment, that's stopping us from evolving and living the highest version of our lives. We're so grateful in a dance, and so it is. Amen. So listen to International Angels Network, where we explore everything metaphysical, spiritual, mystical, and much more. And we also take your calls for angel messages live on the air. If you're not able to join us live, you can catch the archived podcasts on Spotify, Apple Music, Pinterest, Podable, Player FM, Cast, Podchaser, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. And we're also on YouTube. You can find us if you Google International Angels Network YouTube. Be sure and subscribe and click the bell icon to get notifications. And for every 100th subscriber, you will be entered into a drawing for free gifts. So give us a ring at, now we got to go back to the new number. Sorry, 1 second. I have to memorize our new number. I've been doing the other show for the other number for so many years that it's ingrained in my memory. So the actual new number is, give us a call at 563-999-3542. That is 563-999. I love that we have 999 in our show number now. This is going to be the permanent new number, which is basically about completing your life's purpose. That's what 999 means, or completion. So it's 563-999-3542, 563-999-3542, and you can press 1 to be in the queue. I would love to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. My name is Shishi O'Donnell, and I love empowering people through my one-on-one Divine Life coaching program. I also have a group coaching program on Thursdays, where we, on Zoom, it's from 6 p.m. to 7:30 Pacific time on Thursdays. We help each other to live the highest version of our lives. And so I basically do kind of like we're doing now, a channeled meditation or some kind of a topic, and then everyone in the group shares what they're going on in their lives or where they need support or resources, and we all help each other. I love doing group coaching. I love one-on-one. I do angel readings. And for info on all this, you can please visit my website. It's liveadivinelife.com. That's liveadivinelife.com. And you can find me on Instagram, Angel Shishi, S-H-E-S-H-E, or on Facebook, it's Shishi with a hyphen, capital S-H-E, hyphen, capital S-H-E, O'Donnell, if you want to stay in touch with me there. So it's time for angel readings. Let's see who is calling and who's on the line. Patricia from Alabama. Are you there, Patricia?
Hi, Shishi. Yes,
hi,
I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. Hi.
You're welcome. How's it going?
It's going. A lot is going on.
Did you feel the eclipse this weekend?
Yes, very hard. I'll tell you. I know this morning to get up, to go to work. I get up at 4, to be to work at 6. And
wow,
it just took me a long time to get myself together. And even after I got to work, I still felt, like you said, all weekend, just that draining
mm-hmm.
feeling. To the point
yeah.
that when I got home today, I had to lay down. And I sort of been in bed ever since, off and on I've been getting up to do stuff, but really just relaxing. And
glad you're taking care of yourself. Are you drinking enough water? Because that's something we really need, to drink extra water because of the solar flares right now, and it will help with exhaustion, and sea salt baths too. But I love that you're getting to rest and are letting yourself get your reset.
Yes, I need to drink more water. Thank you for that. And also the bath. I'm glad I need more of that. But I'm resetting. I'm doing a reset.
Yes. Yes, we are. Good. Yeah, sea salt or Epsom salt bath. So do you have a question or a certain area that you'd like guidance on?
I just
general guidance.
Please, yes, just general, because there's so much going on around me, and I just want to know, are there, you know, specific, do the angels, my angel guys, have anything specific that I need to know? So I guess is that kind of general?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, general, the first card that came up, yeah, the first card that came up for a general reading for you is Sacred Plan. So they're asking you to trust that there is a divine plan unfolding. So, and it might not all just be, it's not like the angels really never tell us like this, and this, and all the steps in advance. It's kind of just your job is to stay heart-centered and follow the guidance moment by moment, whether that's pick up the phone and call this relative and heal this particular misunderstanding, or whether it's go to this beautiful concert or event so you can meet a new person in your life. It's really staying centered. So this says you've been given the incredible gift of free will, and therefore your thoughts, deeds, and actions and intentions are in some way going out to the universe and curating the experiences, opportunities, and energies that are flowing in and out of your life. So you're being encouraged to move into a state of surrender where you recognize that your intentions have impact on the creation of your life. But how those intentions unfold is not down to you, but it's in the hands of God. So it's like life is not it's not randomly happening to you. There is some of life that is happening from you based on your intentions, unconscious or conscious. So if we have programmed belief systems, you know, from childhood that were other people's value systems, you know, ingrained or fear-based things, that can be affecting us on some level because we're having an outpicturing of those beliefs in our lives. And so you can have some impact by intentionally creating your day. I do that myself where every day I say, today I am a highly sought after coach and spiritual advisor. I'm in demand. People value me. I am divinely protected. I'm luxuriously taken care of at all times. I'm a lighthouse of love. People feel safe around me. So I'll start my day out sharing my intentions of who I am intending to be for the day, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then things happen based on what I've said. So it says, if you're trying to force a plan of action, the angels are saying back down and trust in the greater good. Often when something's not happening for us the way we thought we wanted it to be, we get frustrated, but that's just because we can't see that the perfect plan is unfolding. So when your ideas aren't exactly manifesting the way you want, you can trust that God has a greater plan for your life. And that isn't maybe something that you were 100% thing, but it is for your highest good kind of a thing, right?
Yes.
And it says, call on your angels to light up the path ahead. You might feel that you're facing the unknown, but know that you're always guided and protected. And I do feel you have a lot of faith. So,
yes.
And you have a good relationship with God. And that's the whole thing. It's like you can trust you're going to be taken care of, and your job is to surrender and do your best to focus on what are the high-level visions, prayers, intentions, desires that you have that speak to making a difference in the world. And the second card I pulled is spiritual growth. This is a huge time of spiritual growth for you. You have learned to radically love yourself. You are, I do feel you're very heart-centered and compassionate and able to love others. You are being guided to love yourself and give yourself energy and attention and not just, you know, bend over backwards and serve others all the time. There has to be just as much love for you so that you have the resources to be able to give to others on the level that you enjoy doing. That's the advice that I feel your angels have for you.
So beautiful. It's always beautiful with you, Cece. So thank you so much.
Thank you for your call.
Many blessings.
Oh, love you. Big hugs and have a beautiful rest of your evening.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Thank you. So we have Trish from Connecticut. Are you there, Trish?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Very good. I was hoping I could get a general angel reading as well.
Okay, so what do the angels want Trish to most know right now? Okay. The first card I pulled is storm warning reversed. So I don't know if you had a stressful situation happen recently, but it's saying like the worst is over kind of a thing. You can relax. Have you been having a challenging time?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that is going by the wayside. It's the, you know, the reason the flowers grow is because there are storms, right? So it's storms shake things up. They're a little bit scary. They're loud. They can make us scared for a second. But when all is said and done, all that water helps the beautiful flowers grow and a lot of things grow from it. The second card I got is man holding a coin. So that, I don't know if part of your storm experience, your troubles were financial, but this is implying that there is someone, a male figure, who can help you, whether it's a financial advisor, whether it's an investor, or a man who has money that's going to help you with money matters. Does that make sense?
Not yet, but I look forward to it.
But well, this card is from the Energy Oracle deck by Sandra Ann Taylor, and he looks kind of like Fabio, I got to say. He's very gorgeous, so you'll probably know him when you see him.
Okay.
And then the second card I got for you is ask and receive. So I think it is time for you to know that your needs and wants are important and that you get to ask for what you want. I think you've been pretty patient. I think you're pretty humble. I think you are pretty happy with what you have and grateful. But you do deserve to kind of shoot for the stars a little bit more and recognize you're very worthy of being incredibly successful, wealthy, more than just having needs, but to really be at a level where you can have money so that you can help others, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
And then the next card I got is vulnerability and freedom. So in order to have people connect with you and want to help you, And what's the word? Well, there's a word, you know, intimacy means into me you see. They're suggesting that you share vulnerably what you're really going through. You know, many people just have a way of trying to look good to others. Like, I'm successful, I have it all together, you know, I'm doing great. But inside, we could be struggling. So there's something about allowing others to contribute to you because you're honest about where you're at in life and that, you know, either asking for help in some way or sharing your struggles, not in a complaining way nonstop, but just like an authentic way, like, yeah, it's been rough, or, and that it gives others the gift to be able to contribute to you, whether it's financially or whether it's investing or what, you know, and just in some way, if we act like we have it all together, people can't contribute to us, if that makes sense. So they're wanting you to know that when you, and that there's something else about not needing to protect yourself. Like, for example, there are certain people, like my brother is really crazy, but he's not on any social media. He has a very small life. He has like 5 friends. You know, he's a truck driver. He's very paranoid. I don't feel like you're like this. I'm just giving an example. He just doesn't trust anything or anyone. He doesn't trust social media. Everyone's spying on him. You know, it's a scary, dangerous world. That's his world. So there's a level of needing to protect ourselves because people are not safe. That some people would say that's just logical. So I would say have awareness. It's not like give your credit card number to the whole world, but feeling that it is a friendly universe, feeling safe and protected and feeling connected to your brothers, sisters, and friends in the world, and being, you don't have to protect or defend anything is the idea. That's why it says vulnerability, freedom. Vulnerability is freedom, or it brings freedom. When you are not protecting yourself, you're trapped. When you are, yes, I'm a human and I have flaws and so what? And thank you for helping me right now. That feels so free compared to everything's cool, everything's fine. So I don't know if that's resonating with you, but that's what is coming through.
Got it. Yeah, no, it resonates. Very helpful.
It does. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your call, Trish. I wish you a wonderful rest of your evening. Thank you. So, Katie from Georgia. Are you there, Katie?
Hi. Yes, I am.
I love Georgia accents. Well, I love Southern accents in general, but Georgia's is especially nice one.
I don't
what
think I have
do
a Georgia
tonight,
accent.
Miss Katie? You don't? Okay, well, I still like you. You don't have a Georgia accent? Well, what do I know?
That's so funny that people always tell me I do have a Southern accent. But
that's not a Southern accent.
No,
you're from New York.
Yes. I'm ready to attract love and have romance in my life. And I am just, I guess, open to receiving and creating and manifesting. And I guess I wanted some guidance around having that or creating that.
Okay. Well, the first thing that's coming to mind is that song, You Can Ring My Bell, Ring My Bell, Ring Me. That song is coming to mind. I don't know what if that means, like, you just being open to letting people in, the lyrics to that. You have to look it up. You Google that and listen to that song, dance around the house, and call your man in. Okay. The card I got is Door to Spirit. So it's not like there's a hot man in the card right now, but it is saying it's time to go within and pray and, you know, manifesting a man. I hear what you're saying, but how are you doing? Do you meditate? Do you do affirmations?
You know,
what's your process?
I haven't been doing any of those things because I kind of was like swamped with a particular position, but that position is over, thank God. So I have more normal human time because I was working like 60, 70 hours a week. So now I'm done with
totally
that.
I totally see that. The cards are there right now. I see tied up, reverse. That means you just got untied. You just got untied up, right? And then contract reverse.
Yep.
So you got out of the contract. Walking away reverse. Yeah. So did you leave the situation?
Yes. Or, Friday's my last day.
All right, girl.
Yep.
That's confirming all those things. So you really had no energy or time to be able to work on the most important thing, which is your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself. So after you are, you know, if you have those things, because otherwise you're just like, we're all regular, you know, without working on that part, we believe the lie, which is all the movies like the romance, I can't live without you, and all this program stuff about what love is and that we need men to complete us and all this stuff. And it's, if we're coming from that, we're looking with an empty bowl, like a man is going to make me happy and give me what I need. And it doesn't work like that. You can try it like that, but then you get the kind of man that, and then you have the kind of codependent relationship where you need each other, but it's just the, like this total, you know what I'm saying? It's not fun. So you, the spirit is guiding you. I have two cards on that, which is Door to Spirit and then Transformation. So as you get finally the time to be able to go within and do, you know, remembering you're divine, you're not some slave in the cog in the wheel that's just like a, you know what I mean? This workaholic thing is just for the birds. You have
it
a precious life force energy. You're giving it away, right? And it wasn't for your good. It wasn't for your highest good. You're taking your life back. And this is perfect. It says, this is so in alignment with the eclipse, too. It says, you're ready to move beyond energies or situations that are no longer helpful to you so you can make space in your life for something more purposeful. I do believe a man is in order. Don't worry. But other things that are more purposeful, too. You might feel a real real need for clearing out at this time, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually, too. And as you remove the clutter and debris from your world, you welcome in the energy of transformation. So beautiful. You're moving away from stagnancy and the feeling of being held back, and you're taking the heavy energies of your life, making them light, and you can fully embrace who you're born to be. So we're releasing all the old to let in the new, and this is perfect timing. Really, you're now saying no to what doesn't feel in alignment. You could not go on with that stuff, right? You couldn't go on with the old way. And so your inner child is like, finally, I get to play and have some fun. Your most natural way of being is not this workaholic person, but a passionate, playful, fun, just celebrator of life.
Yeah.
So it's time to take the reins back so you can be that highest version of you. And of course, when you are being that, your man is going to be magnetized to you. And trying to find a man first, and, you know, because we attract the partner at the level of consciousness we're at. So to get your consciousness right, not that it's not right now, but I'm just saying at the higher level that it can be, where you're self-sufficient, you are filled with love, you know that you are the love, you know, incarnate, and you're so excited to attract a playmate to play in life with, not because you need him, but just because you love would love to, and he would love to. That feels so free, right?
Yeah, so you're saying I need to kind of like start get back into meditating and connecting with source and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
yoga,
I have a lot of
breathing.
Fun planned for me. Yeah.
You have a lot of fun planned? Amazing.
I have a lot of fun planned. Yeah, I'm going to a concert on Saturday. I might go to another concert on Sunday. Yes, I planned a trip. I got to have some fun.
Yes. And guess what? Good news, honey. Guess what? Fun is a meditation too. Thank goodness. You don't have to just sit there oming up a storm and being like, oh, fun. If you're in the moment and you're breathing deeply and you're present to what's happening and you're not doing the kind of fun that's just escaping, like say gambling or just watching and binging TV shows and stuff, it's fine to escape. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about in the moment, just delighted. That's what I see your inner child is just like, finally, I'm liberated. I get to play. So that is the vibration that attracts, not, you know, love in friendships, romance, all kinds of beautiful things are going to happen from that. So I'm really excited. You've liberated yourself. You're saying yes to self-care and fun and joy and all good stuff. And, of course, love is just in alignment with that, and it will automatically come your way.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love it. Thank you.
Okay. Have fun, Katie. Great to talk to you. Have a great evening.
I will. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Rose Maria from New Jersey. Are you there, Rose Maria?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Good. What can I do for you? Do you have a question? Do you want advice in a certain area?
Whatever you get, what's coming in for either relationship that's coming in or long-term or financial, whatever's coming up.
Okay, so what does Rose Maria most need to know regarding relationships or any other area of life that will most help her and catapult her to the highest potential timeline for her life? That's the question. All right, the first card I got is Goddess of the Moon reversed, which means that you are not as connected to your intuition as you could be. So obviously you believe in metaphysical things because you're calling this show. Do you, I asked the other lady the same thing, but are you meditating? Are you giving yourself enough time to be away from distractions of real life so that you can tune into the great spirit?
Not this past week, a little chaos and all that, but
did you experience some eclipse chaos?
Yeah, trying to do positive and it got back.
I hear you.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Well, the card I pulled on that is learning experience. What did you learn from trying to be positive and it backfired? That you gave too much and threw yourself under the bus to do something for someone else? Was it something like that?
No. Stayed in New Jersey, lied and stuff like that, and still lying about it and trying to fix it. And now I had to put a lawyer in. I learned my lesson on that one. I should have started with that one first, if that makes sense.
I couldn't really catch that. Something about someone lied, and then you had to get a lawyer to fix it?
Yeah.
So what was that, you doing good stuff? I didn't see how that was related to you doing good stuff, but it backfired.
Good stuff? I was trying to do positive, like, better outcome of it because of what the mess up of. So I learned my lesson with that one. I should have put the lawyer involved in the beginning, if that makes sense.
Was it related to financial things?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the part I pulled, is financial constraints. The good news is this is temporary, and it's a learning experience. And then the next card I pulled for you is Earth and Ground. So what's going to make everything okay with all these chaotic energies and things not going your way is if you want to get back into the synchronicities, the miracles every moment, the good feeling things going your way, you've got to synchronize yourself to the heartbeat of Mother Earth, putting your feet on the ground with bare feet and breathing in and feeling Mother Earth's love. So this is you needing to connect to your physical body more, you know, exercise, drinking water, healthy foods, and then connecting to nature more. Are you going out in nature right now as a part of your life?
Not as much.
Yeah. So that's where the keys to the kingdom are, in the beautiful nature that God made. So even if it's 5 minutes a day, it's huge as far as regulating yourself. It takes away aches and pains because you're an electromagnetic being. And we're not designed to have these rubber shoes on and be in houses all the time. We're designed to be connected to the earth. And we regulate our circadian rhythms for sleeping well, for feeling good, by connecting to nature. So that's what the angels have for you tonight. Did you have any other questions that I didn't answer for you?
I think I'm cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, much
appreciate
love to you, Rose Maria. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Have a good night. Thank you. Christiana from Minnesota. Are you there, Christiana?
Hi.
Hi. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are.
Christiana, it's a beautiful name. What can I do for you, sweetheart? You have a question or area of interest?
Could it be like a mediumship question?
That is something I would do in a private reading, plus we only have like 3 minutes, so...
I'm just curious
what you want to ask about an area of your life.
Yeah, as far as, like, I'm thinking about writing a book, is there going to be an avenue that will open up for me so I can get the book out there?
Mm-hmm. So the card I pulled on that is action, and upright, meaning it is time to take some action. How far are you with the book?
I haven't started.
Yeah. So have you heard that Goethe quote, like something about being bold and then the universe will conspire in your favor to help make whatever you're doing happen? Like, let whoever has a dream take bold action and the universe will support that person in making it happen. So the answer is, of course, as soon as you put the energy out in terms of writing something, and, you know, making a schedule, like, this is my writing hour every single day. Even if nothing comes, I'm just going to stream of consciousness, write. I'm going to get in action. That's when the miracles start happening. You're putting your energy out. Then things will come to you, like the right people that can help you write the book, finish it, edit it, promote it, you know, get it out there. I have a friend who just put her book out on Amazon. It's called The Sexy New Earth. She did it very strategically. She's not, you know, having a bunch of books printed. They're just printed when people order them, or they're doing it online. But she basically had it like 99 cents for the first day, and she called all her friends and all her networks and all podcasts and said, everyone buy the book on this day between this and this time. And now she's on the Amazon bestseller list because she did it in a strategic way. And no, she didn't have to have millions of dollars or even a regular publisher to do it. She's self-published. And she, you know, so there are many ways to do it. I mean, there are all kinds of levels for that. But I do feel action is the answer, getting in some kind of action. The second card I pulled for you is journey. Do you have a trip planned? Are you going somewhere?
I might go to – it's Alabama, right? Yeah, to Alabama for a bit.
So when you go places, anywhere that's not where you normally are, you're getting new information from other new people that you're meeting and new experiences. And that is kind of like a muse of inspiration, especially for someone who wants to write. You'll get this breath of fresh energy coming in. So I'm excited about your trip, and I would go, you know, to more places than just Alabama if you have a choice. I feel like you are, I mean, life is a spiritual journey, but I do feel going places is important for you and your mission. Thank you for your call, Christiana. Much love and much good luck wishes on your book. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Many blessings. We'll be back on May 16th, the second Monday of the month. I wish you a beautiful couple weeks and stay calm and heart-centered.